Due to a unique arrangement and partnership, the state of Michigan is enjoying its 103rd state park, and a good portion of it is located in Washtenaw County. In addition to creating future recreational opportunities, this park will further local efforts for land preservation. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature on 89.1 WEMU. The park is named Watkins Lake State Park and County Preserve. It is more than 1,100 acres of natural land in total, 717 acres purchased by the Michigan Department of Natural Resources in Norville Township in Jackson County, and it connects to more than 405 acres owned by the Washtenaw County Department of Parks and Recreation in Manchester Township. While the park is open to the public right now, there's a lot more to come in the future. Our guest today is Douglas Koop, and Douglas is Executive Director of the Legacy Land Conservancy, and thank you for your time today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, this was a land deal that literally took decades to bring to reality, and then back in June of this year, pen was put to paper and the deal completed. Why did it take so long to put all the components together to make this a reality?
Oh, land deals of this size are always complex. This was just a matter of a little bit of personalities, a little bit of funding, some state involvement. Had to get state and county all on board, and also, you know, look at who was going to acquire this and manage it for the long term in the public interest.
Well, Washtenaw County does become the first and only county to jointly establish and operate a state park with the State Department of Natural Resources. What have traditionally been the barriers to such an arrangement in the past?
Sometimes it's turf war. Sometimes it's just amount of who's going to be responsible in paying the bills. This case, too, it was to acquire the money for the funding of the entire piece, needed a partnership. And the fact that the county was able to bring money to the table, help leverage the state funds, and the fact that the state was going to bring money to the table helped convince the county that their investment would go further than just the acquisition on the Washtenaw County side of the line.
Is it a possibility that these kinds of partnerships will become a more common practice in the future?
We hear a lot of talk about collaborations and partnerships, and I think as this one moves forward and it becomes an example of how it works, other counties around the state are very likely to look at that type of relationship. There's always some question when the state comes in and takes property off the tax rolls, as some look at it, that is not friendly to the local community. So when the local community can partner with the state, it becomes a win-win all the way around.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we are talking about the new Watkins Lake State Park and County Preserve with Douglas Koop. Douglas is Executive Director of the Legacy Land Conservancy. Doug, have you had occasion to make it out to Watkins Lake Park and County Preserve yourself?
I have. Did a tour just after it closed a couple of months ago. It's a wonderful rolling landscape, a lot of grasslands, a lot of the Watkins farm originally. They had raised cattle and other livestock and hayed it and tilled it. So there's a lot of open space, and that's one of the features of this property that's special is the amount of grasslands that are associated with it. We saw, it wasn't a great day, but we did see a number of wading birds in the ponds and saw blue heron fly overhead. And the peak for this area are the migratory seasons, spring and especially fall. The sandhill cranes, I guess, make a tremendous showing, as do a number of the ducks that are migrating through.
Obviously, in one visit, you couldn't take in the entirety of the new state park. And when I say 1,117 acres, it's one thing to say it, but experiencing it is another. Is there any way to paint a word picture that might describe the scope of more than 1,100 acres?
Oh, well, because this also, it's not just a square block, but it extends partly down a rail corridor and then connects a larger block. As you're rolling through and you turn a corner, you get vistas that the rolling glacial landscape. It's not a flat land that a lot of people are used to, but you get little dips in the valleys. You've got some ravines of woods. So as you go out there, you get a chance to move through the property. You'll get to experience a handful of different views and different feelings.
Sounds rather serene.
It is. It is. It's a peaceful place, and I think the development, as the state continues to work on its management and development plan, their goal will be to bring people to the best places.
Well, this will be the most natural it is ever going to be because, as you mentioned, there is going to be recreational development taking place. So what the park looks like today is not necessarily what it's going to look like in the future. What are the plans to turn more of it into a vital recreational area?
At the end of September, there's a meeting to start gather that information from a friends-type group and to start gathering input on some of the elements that might be placed out there. This is unlikely to be a highly intensive state park. It is picked up and it's acquired for a lot of its natural features. So it will be, as I can see it at this point, a much more, as you said, serene type of visit.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is the first time a county has partnered with the state DNR to establish and operate a state park. So when we talk about that, what all is involved in Washtenaw County's responsibility to the park and the county preserve?
They will be looking at it in the same way as now that they've acquired it. And Washtenaw County Parks has a number of these areas which are more natural, they're more nature preserves. And it does tend to be a lower impact type of development, small parking lots, signage, interpretive signage, putting out boardwalks or platforms for people to view wildlife. So it is picked up in the manner to retain its natural features and to bring the people of the county out to enjoy what's there.
You are the executive director of the Legacy Land Conservancy. So in speaking to that particular issue, how important is it to you, your organization, and ultimately to the people of the state of Michigan to put aside over 1,100 acres of land for preservation?
It's very important. That's why we're formed, to find some of these areas which have highly desirable natural features available to the public and try to set them aside for the legacy, for generations to come, so that the future Michigan residents can enjoy the same types of features that we're enjoying today. But it also has an economic driver from the outdoor recreation standpoint. If you put in the trails, the bikers, the hikers, the bird watchers, they're all visiting these places and driving the local economy. If it's around lodging, you get people coming in for vacations, spending money in the local community, so you're getting wins on all sides. You're protecting the environment. You're getting people outdoors for health reasons. You're getting activity that can grow small businesses. So when you have these places around that are accessible and they're local, it just builds up the community locally and in certain instances across the state.
You've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest today has been Douglas Koop. Douglas is Executive Director of the Legacy Land Conservancy, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.